Hi, this is James Sagerton. I am the chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. This is the January 9th, 2024 meeting of said committee. We believe we have reached a quorum, and I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the role. R. Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Kamau Harris?
Harris.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Christina Huggins?
Huggins.
Here.
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden?
Here.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Okay, that's 10. You got a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, R. Paul. Appreciate that. And we are now moving to adopting the agenda. I will read the agenda. One is convene the meeting. Two, take the roll. Three, adopt the agenda. Four, the chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Five, review the draft fiscal year 24 WBAI budget. WBAI General Manager Bertol Reimer is presenting. That's for 60 minutes. Number six, review the end of year consolidated monthly statements for the 12 months ending September 30th, 2023. That's a 20-minute item. Number seven is a report from the executive director with Q&A for 15 minutes. Number eight is minutes for 5 minutes. Number nine is updates from the national office KPFA and WPFW on when the NFC may expect to receive their budgets. That's for 5 minutes. And number 10 is adjourned no later than 10:15 p.m. I will note that we have received a budget from KPFA that came yesterday. And we will now open the agenda for discussion. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda adopted. Okay. Now we go to the chair's announcements. This is mostly for the stream, but also to fill in any members who haven't had a chance to look at the agenda. Tonight, we will review the draft FY24 WBAI budget. Please check the NFC list to find it. It was the same budget we were discussing last time. We've been working with the national office, with Markeisha and Stephanie, to make some adjustments, and we'll do this. This is going to be a working meeting where we do those things and come out hopefully with something we can agree on. Also tonight, we will review the end-of-year consolidated monthly income statement for the 12 months ending September 30th, 2023. Time permitting, we will also hear a regular report from the Pacifica Executive Director, Stephanie Wells, tonight. Please look at any documents posted by the National Finance Committee Secretary, R. Paul Martin, on the NFC list. There are no other new announcements. That brings us to number five on the agenda, review of the draft fiscal year 25 WBAI budget. WBAI General Manager Bertol Reimer is presenting. This is a 60-minute item. We'll see how we do with 60 minutes. Okay. Bertol, I don't know if we need to go through a preliminary presentation the way we did before. This is our third try at this budget. So what I'm thinking is that we can go right to the numbers that we need to adjust and start to fill in the numbers. And Bertol, you were going to try to keep up with this as we go, put in the adjustments so that when we're done, we have a working document that we can hopefully put to a vote. So, you're there. Are you, Bertol?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I think I gave the budget last week, and I don't know when you received the explanation for Teresa and for Kim Kaufman. I put on the comments side on the right, I explained my logic for increases or decreases and whatever. And then, that is basically it for me. There are some very good questions. There are some challenges. I realize that there are some expenses that can be reduced. Things that were set up as, basekeepers, such as David Rottenberg theater ticket expenses in a community. That number is $21,000, but that number is zero because we no longer hire people to come and take the phone calls on Saturdays. Those calls, those numbers are sent directly to WBI and David Rottenberg, and then we put them on a piece of paper, the messages, and then we enter them into the system and processes them. So these are some of the little things like that I kind of noticed thanks to Teresa and Kim's questions and drilling. I just saw a few of little things like that.
Hello, who's that?
Believe I got these what you're talking about, whatever you sent out.
The spreadsheet that you put together and that you sent out to James Sutherton at the last meeting and then you told him. And
what?
I received that.
Bertold, you're a little hard to understand. Can you make sure you're close to your microphone first?
Yeah.
And we have an echo. We have that echo again that's interfering. So if people are not speaking, if they could mute, that seems to take away the echo.
Well, for clarity, the only thing we received the only thing I received regarding WBAI is what we just received with the accounts payable. So I'm not sure what Bertold is talking about otherwise.
All right.
Bertold, did you send that to the two people directly? Or did you want me to send that?
I sent them to you to send to the NSC.
Oh, well, that wasn't clear. I will send this stuff right at this very moment.
What are we getting?
These are the questions that we took at the end of the last meeting, and questions that others, some might have been emailed, but I think they were mostly. Bertold, did you receive any other questions by phone or by email?
No, it was the Kim Kaufman spreadsheet that you sent me, and I wrote all the questions to Teresa. That's
okay.
On the Word document,
right.
Line by line response.
Okay, so Paul is going to get that and send it to the list. I apologize. I thought that was understood and done. And so these are the questions
just
that Bertold put back at the end of the last meeting. Bertold, I think you could start to discuss them without us necessarily looking at them. They're pretty straightforward. Why don't you start with the first question that Teresa had?
Mr. Chair, Teresa, I have
yes.
another question.
Go ahead,
I
Teresa.
Sent you an email asking, I had two more questions, and I sent you an email asking for Bertold Reimer's email address. Did you send anything in response to that?
Yes, I sent out something to the NFC list with Bertold's phone number and his email address.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you send that? The date of our last meeting?
No, it was a couple of days later.
All right, thank you.
So, Bertold, do you have the first question that Teresa asked? I think it was about...
I will address the questions from Teresa Allen as much as I can. If there's something that I missed, just let me know, Teresa. How can you increase community events by 744%? Basically, this is the WBI. Is this the right one? Hold on a second. CWS Finance. Budget. So the WBIS SUV event revenue in November 23 was $3,000. The David Rothenberg and Malachi McCourt event revenue in October was $5,000 so far. We have another WBIS SUV event where we actually looking forward to make our $4,500 instead of $3,000 because we're trying to get a commitment like we did last year from the local Brotherhood Tinsers, local 210 and local 808. They gave us $1,500 supporting that event. There's a retreat in May 2024. We have 23 listeners who pledged so far. The goal is to have between 50 and 100 attendees, bringing at least $500 each. So that would give you, you know, you get an idea, plus or minus. And we're all planning a Garinol event at Live in New York.
At what in New York?
I'm trying to add Garinol event like in July in New York. Garinol event. We haven't had one in 2 years.
And the estimated you can take from that is 12,000, right?
Yeah,
and we have the echo. Could we please have everyone mute so we can eliminate that echo?
May I be on the stack?
Yes, you may be, but please, everyone mute so we can.
And
I think we've got rid of the echo. Okay, Teresa, I'm just trying to, as a representative from WBA who's been working with Berthold on this for a while, I'm just trying to assist him in amplifying his answers. And I'm going to say, to begin with, the context for this over 700% increase is that during COVID, we had virtually no events. We are now ramping up to do events again. So some of the historical support for this is prior events before COVID. And then some of the support for this is going to be events that have already taken place or that we're already receiving the money for events that are going on now. We've got a retreat where we think we have 23 pledges already for the retreat at 500. We're netting $500 a person for that retreat. We've got 23 so far. So we're going basically from zero money in events to what's the total we're trying to raise, Bertel? And that's what amounts to the 400 and some odd percent increase.
Christina for the stack.
Okay, so let's make a list here. We have Christina. Before Christina, we have Kim and Teresa.
And McFadden to the stack.
And McFadden.
Just a point of information. Are we working off the budget named FY24 WA Budget KK Short Version? Or the one that we got for the last meeting?
The one we got for the last meeting.
So the short
the
version
KK
is
short the KK short version is Kim's questions and answers and putting spreadsheet next to the items and questioning them. So all that is her questioning things, and then I just put comments on the right. The numbers that I put there should match the numbers on the budget. So the budget, that's not the budget. That just Kim's plugging in numbers.
That's a worksheet.
And asking questions.
It's a worksheet. McFadden, where did you see that?
Well, I just was sent one, and I just got the short version. Opened it up,
yeah,
and I'm looking at the two, and except for the lines being off by one, I think they look similar. So
yeah, that's what R. Paul just sent. Those were the questions that were taken back by Berthold at the end of the last meeting. So he made answers, and I guess there was a misunderstanding. It was sent to R. Paul, and R. Paul didn't realize. I guess he was not specifically asked to post it, so he didn't. But now we're posting it, and we're going to be discussing it anyway. So I think people can follow along. So go to the NFC list and you'll find what we're discussing here. Okay, so Bertrand, were you finished with your answer about the events and how the events, explaining the 477%?
That's the wrong number. That's
what's the number? What is it?
744%.
Right, okay. Okay, and again, when you go from zero or nothing to one, that's 100, you know, from one to two is a 100% increase. When you go from one to five, it's a 500% increase. So we had no events, no event income for a couple of years because of COVID. Now we're going back to our usual practice of having multiple outside events. And that's why it looks like a large percentage increase, but it's really just going back to historical numbers. And Bertol was trying to provide information, and then he put that percentage in, and it apparently raised some eyebrows, but it's just an understanding of basic math. Again, when you go from one to two, you've made it 100% increase. So, Bertol, are you done with that item? Did you want to say any more about events? Bertol?
So, I'm sorry, I have a cold, so if you don't hear me, just yell and let me know. So the Gavin Hall event in July is like going to be 12,000. We're looking for a location, and everything in New York has gone up, locations. The retreat is going to, you know, depending on how many people we get, but we have 23 people who pledged already, $500 a piece. So we're looking between 50 and 100. The next WBIF for the event will happen in May or June. That's a done deal. I mean, they had asked us to do an event in December because they were so happy with the one we did in November, but that was too early for us. So we have already raised about $8,000 in that. And, you know, so we have another projecting $4,000. And we're thinking of asking David Rottenberg for to do one more event, but we have not. So that's where we are.
Okay.
Concerning Teresa's second question, how can you increase Mesa Donor from 17,000 to 57,000?
No, excuse me. We have a stack. We have a stack for this.
Kim, please let me run the meeting. Bertold, please let me run the meeting, Bertold and Kim, please. So, Bertold, before you jump off to the next question, we have a stack on this question. So let's go to Kim. She was first.
Okay, so first of all, I see what was sent. And it apparently these are new numbers from what you just said, you know, what the chair said, that we were reviewing the budget we received last week, but apparently we're not. There are new numbers on what we're supposedly, we have new numbers based on what we just received, new numbers for the budget and new numbers for the actuals, which is weird. So I guess we're looking at the GM24 budget latest. Anyway, so for the first quarter, the community events has raised $8,000. For my taste, 8 times 4 equals 32K. And that's my top line for the community events. We would need to see more information about the other two events that are planned, because I have a recollection of other things, and I wouldn't put them in this budget personally, number one. Number two, I would like to know what the expenses are for these events, because they're not really commensurate. Or I don't know. Anyways, that's my thought on these community events.
Thank you, Kim. we'll probably have a response.
SOBs give us the place for free. We get the greatest band in the world, salsa band in the world, for free. Sometimes we buy, we would buy a plaque to honor someone for like $250. So this is the net-net. Yeah, in all events, yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to have to pay rent a place for like $5,000 and then and raise $17,000. The David Rottenberg event, that was the net. It was at the Ethical Cultural Society. That was, you know, this is a progressive place that we used to use, and David Rottenberg had connections, so very low price, and then it was at the basement. So these are the costs. I understand your concern. So you're saying that you've only raised $8,000, so it should be $32,000. So you would probably need to have more information on the retreat, which is going to be the big, like a big money makes a difference, to let you know whether or not that would make the difference between the 65 and the 32. So I can try to provide.
And Bertal, the...
Well, no, actually, if I may speak again, I believe there are two line items for community events. There's one for 65 total and another one for 72,000. So that's a little high for my taste.
No, we don't have another one for 72,000. Committee event.
Well, then what's on line 15?
Tim, please don't interrupt him. Let him answer the question and ask another question. Go ahead, Bertha.
I'm not sure what you have. I have my budget here that has 720,000 listener support, line 4, line 9, PowerPoint match, 3,000, line 10, other income, BI buddy, 270,000, interest income, 3,000, that we can remove. Yes, sales, other, that's really PSA. We changed that for PSA. That's 72,000.
Bertolt, please suspend for a moment. We will get to those other numbers. What we're on right now is the event numbers. What's the number that you have for the events in the line for events?
I need to establish what document Kim has, because this is what we I sent to the committee last time, and I don't understand. I didn't change it. I mean, as the things I wanted to change, I didn't touch them until I get to this meeting. So it seems like Kim has different numbers. That's what
so
I don't
Kim,
understand.
Can you tell us where you're reading your numbers from?
Line 12, community events, 65,000. Well, maybe it's 13 or less. I seem to be one line off from what you're talking about. So on 11, 12, or 13, I have community events for 65,000. And then on line 15, my 15, maybe your 14 or 16, I'm not sure which way we're off, but the crafts fair, other events in parens, DR, which I assume is David Rothenberg, is another $72,000.
Yes, that's theater tickets.
Mr. Chair, may I maybe clarify? I believe
sure.
The general manager is talking about the file named FY24 WBAI budget KK short version.
No, I'm actually right. Looking at the budget itself.
Well, that's what Kim was talking about.
They're the same numbers.
Okay.
They're the same numbers.
They are the same numbers.
Okay, the KK version. The KK version, the KK stands for Kim Kaufman. He made a little spreadsheet to assist in answering Kim Kaufman's questions. That's not a budget. That's the answers to Kim Kaufman's questions. The budget is a separate document.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The KK version is what I sent out last week comparing all the various different versions of budgets and actuals that I had. This one is revised, and it has an addition additional new budget latest, column C, and a new GM FY23 actuals latest, column I. Well, no, column H, because I'm adding a column here to write notes as we're going along. So there are two new columns from my, from what I sent y'all last week.
All right. One of those columns, I believe, probably column C is Stephanie's column, correct?
No. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
The 1024 budget is the old one that I sent you like 2 months ago, and that's the one that you use. The GM 24 budget latest is the one that I sent you at the last meeting. And then the fiscal year 23 actual latest is the actual as per September 30th after everything has been entered. I ran that that day. So that's basically it. So
and that those no actuals were the actuals that Tim was asking for to go with the consolidated, which she was asking for to be corrected, which we have done over the past few days with Stephanie and Markeisha.
Well, we don't have those numbers, so they're not corrected.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
so
we're doing,
Kim,
now, if we can get to it.
So, Kim, the columns you're looking at are column C and column H, C and H, which are the two columns that I added that corresponded to the last thing that I said. And then, second of all, you know, you had column D, you had question marks, questions. So column J has all kinds of comments addressing your issues. Corporate match, theater tickets, car donation proceeds in revenue, and most of the comments are in the expense side where you had more questions where you said, are you for real, plus consultant and stuff like that. And then so you have all these answers on column J.
Let me speak for a moment, please. So what we need to do here is all be on the same page. So what we were starting to do, and this is how I want to do this. Otherwise, it's just going to get chaotic. We're going to be jumping all over the place. Nobody's going to know where we are. We're going to start with Teresa's questions. We're going to answer Teresa's questions, go through them one at a time, answer her questions. Then we're going to go to Kim's questions, and we're going to make sure we're all looking at the same document that our Paul has now posted to the NFC list. So we're not jumping around from one thing to another. So let's go back to Teresa's questions. We initiated a conversation about Teresa's questions and the 744%. I think we dealt with that question. And then Kim was about to have another question. Do you have a question about Teresa's and the 744% interest, which was the unfortunate number that Bertold gave us to try to provide information, and it's been seized upon and is causing concern? So I want to again say that it's 744% increase because there was virtually no events during COVID, and now we're resuming our normal events. So it's going to be a large percentage of increase because you're going
to
basically
nothing. Point of information, which you said we want to be all on the same page. I want to know which of the two documents we're on. Are we on the KK short version, or are we on the actual budget?
No, we're not on the actual budget. Bertel, we're on the...
on the KK short version. Okay, great. That's all I needed to know.
Okay, just for the
Teresa
record...
for the stack after Kim.
Just for the record, there are two line items here for community events. One, on line 12, line 12... for $65,000, and then three lines down for David Rothenberg for $72,000. So,
okay, I'm going to take a stab at this, and then I'll let Bertold speak. The David Rothenberg is not an event. David Rothenberg is ticket sales. He gets Broadway tickets. he offers them to the listeners. They buy the tickets, WBAI gets the donation, and the tickets go out and people go to the theater, which was not, again, not happening during COVID because the theaters were closed, but now that's starting up again. That's not really an event. It's a fundraising device that David Rothenberg uses. That's what the DR in parentheses stands for there. The other, the 65,000, is actual events, which include the outside events at SOBs, which is a music venue. It includes the retreat, which each we already have 23 pledges for $500 net for per pledge. So that's what those two numbers are, and those two lines. One is David Rothman, yes. Ticket sales. One is actual events. And now, Bertel, I want Bertel to go ahead and say anything he wants to about that. Then I'll go back to Kim for a question.
Okay, so I thought you said we were going to go to the Word document by Teresa and go through the whole document first.
That's what we're doing.
You know, this is very, hold on. This is very chaotic. We're going back and forth, Kim. We should focus on the Teresa Allen and then get it to. Maybe you should let me read the whole thing, and then maybe it will address a lot of those questions, and then everybody can have questions about all of these things. I'll address them one at a time. This is a one page and a half. It's not that hard. We just wait for that. And as a matter of fact, at the bottom of that, I started addressing Kim's questions, but I realized that it would have been better for me to put on a spreadsheet. So I think we should just stick to the Word document. Let me make the presentation and then have questions, because it seems like people are all over the place. You know, we should stick with the Word document and then close it.
Okay, good. I agree with that. So we're going to be on Teresa's, the document that has Teresa's questions on it, which starts with how can you increase events by 744%? So let's get everybody on that document.
I don't like that approach. This is Lyndon. I don't like that. I don't want to hear him read this whole document.
Well, we're going
to we'll just have to go back to the beginning, because I have questions on, you know, on number one, and I'm not even on the stack yet. But that's my opinion, so I don't think that's a good use of time.
Well, it's already become clear that we cannot just chaotically be jumping from document to document. So I'm going to disagree and say the way we're going to do this is start with one document. We're going to go through the answers to Teresa's questions. We offered for people at the end of the last meeting to take to give Bertel questions so that he could take them back and then come with answers. So right now, our focus is on the questions that Teresa asked, and we're getting Bertold's answers. So we want to be on that document where we start off with Teresa's first question about the 744% increase. I want to ask, can everybody see that document?
This is Kim.
What is the date on it? And
not yet. Hold on. Bertel, that was the document you just sent out, right?
Yes, that was one of the ones sent out. The name of the document is response to NFC.doc.
Okay.
So I'm going to just give you another 10 seconds, make sure hopefully everybody who's able to can see that document. I think we've addressed the initial question about the 744% increase. It's not like we went from $10,000 to $70,000 or $700,000. We're going from almost zero to our normal number of outside events.
This is Christina. I just want to formally object to the chair managing the answers for Mr. Reimers. You've manipulated it, turned it around. It's completely inappropriate for the chair to be manipulating the process and answering questions. And I also object to reading this document. We can all read it. If you want to take a minute to peruse it and look it over, and if you have questions about the document itself, that would be fine. But it's actually quite ponderous to have him read the document itself to us. It's also not responsive to the NFC. We should be able to answer questions, not just Teresa's questions, but other questions and there should be a stack. That's my objection.
All right. Well, we do have a stack, and thank you for dumping that stack to make your objection. But we have to have some order in this meeting.
I'm objecting to the procedure. I have a right to object to the procedure that
you're enforcing. No, you don't. There is no objection. If you want to make a point of order, make a point of order. There's no such thing as objection. This isn't Perry Mason. There's no objection.
Okay, point of order.
Okay, what is your point of what rule is being broken?
My point of order is you're violating your position as chair to answer the questions for the general manager and defining the procedure for us when there are other people who don't want to just read the document.
My point of order is
it feels manipulative, okay?
Well, what rule is that? What rule has been broken? You're not stating a rule.
The rule has been broken. There are, in Robert's Rules of Order, the chair has a particular role. And the role in Robert's Rules of Order is not for the chair to take positions and answer questions on procedure, on this kind of thing. It's like you're interpreting.
Okay, I'm going to answer your point of order, and I'm going to rule it not well taken. What you're talking about is a rule of order that applies mostly in main bodies, such as LSBs, where the chair is not supposed to answer back to when each person speaks when, for example, you're in public comment and the chair does not answer back every time a person makes a public comment. This is a committee. The rules are relaxed. I'm from WBAI. I've been working with the general manager, with the national business manager, with the executive director on this. I'm considering myself a partner in presenting this with Berthold, but we are doing what we said we would do. We said that Berthold would take back questions, and now he's answering them. And we went through one, and I think we got some clarity on that. And so now we're going to go to.
I have a point of order, Kim. Kim,
what's your point of order?
Well, Lyndon objected, and so did Christina, and so did I, to just reading this document and then asking all our questions. You know, this all came completely last minute, so people haven't had a chance to review it as they should, because there's a lot of information here. And I think that as we're going to have to go line item by line item tonight on this budget, then we should, after each section of these questions, if people have questions, then we get to answer them and we get to take a vote. That's the rule that's being broken. The will of the body is, you know, find out if they want to do it all at once or, you know, be able to ask questions after each item.
I don't understand what your point. What is the rule that's being broken?
You're not allowing the will of the body to say the way they want to review this budget and these questions and answers.
Well, the will of the body at the last meeting. Hello, I'm answering you. So I'm answering your question. The will of the body at the last meeting was that we would first of all take back questions, and now we're providing the answers.
But that's not the will of the body tonight. We want to be able to ask where we want to be able to ask questions.
Well, this is a review of the WBAI budget. This is Berthold's presentation of the budget. He chose to begin his presentation with responding to the questions that he said he would answer and that we took from the members who asked their questions. So this is his presentation. I mean, I don't see how you're going to say the body is going to control how he makes his presentation. We spent a lot of time this week answering these questions, working with the executive director and the business manager to get these answers. And we're not just going to blow them aside because now you want to ask different questions. This is the general manager's presentation.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Can't we possibly just bring up
the answers to my questions as they appear on the line items.
Yes, we could do that.
Let's go line by line, and let's he can answer my questions as he gets to those line items.
Right,
then I don't have to have two documents in front of me. I can just have the budget and not try to toggle back and forth to his.
Okay, I can appreciate that. And I thought that would actually be a good way to do this. So
you tried, but that's.
Bertolt, do you have any objection if we start with the latest version of the budget and we go through the line items one by one and get agreement on the numbers as we go? And that's basically what we really have to do to get, you know, this is going to be a working meeting. We have a working document in front of us. If we're going to get to something that we can agree on, that would be the way to do it. Is that okay with you?
I'm at the mercy of the body. I thought.
Okay. All right. So let's now switch gears and get everybody on the working budget, which is the one we were working with last week. What is your preference? First of all, can you tell our Paul which document would be the document that we'll use as a working budget so that our Paul can make sure everybody's looking at the same document? Bertolt, are you with me?
Yeah, the 2024 WBI budget that I set out.
Okay.
Last week. Same thing. So all these numbers are the same. I might have made some mistakes, but you know, I've been doing this since last meeting.
Okay. Arpaul, can you identify the document that the general manager just named?
Yeah, I think it's the one I'm looking at that is titled 2024 WBAI budget.xls.
Is that it, Bertolt?
Which is from last week.
Right.
Right?
XLS Excel spreadsheet.
Yes, we understand that that's what XLS means, but is that the same document, Bertolt?
For me, it is because I've still got it up from doing the minutes.
Okay, so I'm asking Bertolt to look at the document. Say it again, Arpaul. What's the name of the document?
The name of the document is 2024 WBAI budget.xls.
Okay, Bertolt, do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody else have that in front of them?
I do not.
Who's that, Lyndon?
Correct.
Okay.
Lyndon,
I will send that to the mailing list right now. I will forward that again because we have a new person. Okay.
Yes.
I can forward it from the mailing list itself. Okay.
And Stephanie, is that the same document that you added a column to? There's some background noise coming from somebody's phone. We could mute or try to eliminate that. Stephanie, can you hear me?
So, I mean, sorry, I hit speaker and not mute. The budget that I have in front of me has my column that I added with SW revisions. It was based after adding the national office end of year actuals to the budget. So
okay,
I don't know if people sent that.
Can you tell us what the name of that document is? Is it the same one we're talking about?
Well, my title, because there were multiple was received, but my title was Fiscal Year 24 WBAI Budget KK Short Version. But then I added, so I can keep track of it, received from BR 010824 with Wells Revisions, which is what I added today. So So I don't know if that was sent to people. I sent this revised budget today with that added column, which increased, which based the revenue on a 10% increase minus the bequest that was received based upon the end of fiscal year 23 actuals. So I just did a conservative 10% increase in the revenue, and then I matched the expenses based upon the actuals from the end of fiscal year, not including central services, which then brought the budget to a deficit of $148,632. So I don't know if that was sent out to people, but that's what was sent out after our conversations to James, Bertold, Markeisha.
Right. I'm going to have to pause for a moment. Just hold on, everybody, for a second. Hold on a second.
Well, we did not receive that.
When was this sent out? Because today I've got revised consolidated financials and revised September 2023 income statement from the executive director today. That's it.
Okay. Okay. We're going to work on the document that Bertold named and that you named, Darpal. We're going to go with that because we just need to be on one document where we've got lines that we can adjust. So we'll take the input from the national office, we'll take the input from the revised consolidateds, and we'll just get this information in. So working from the budget that you named, Bertold, and that our Paul named, let's go to the top of that budget and look at the lines, and we'll just go down line by line. So what's the first line? Bertold, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we need the first line of the budget. We're going to start with the
listener support.
Listener support. That's seven. That's the $720,000, correct? Yeah. All right, so.
No, it's not. It's 784. That's what was in the budget that you're looking at, not the one that we received a half an hour ago.
We're not talking about the one we received a half an hour ago.
Right.
We're talking about the one that our Paul just named, the Bertold named. I asked if everybody was on the same page with that budget. And so I'm not looking at it. I can't see it. I'm on my phone.
I'm asking 784. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to I have a lot of these numbers memorized from different documents. So, Bertold, I'm just going to ask you to read the number that you have there as what's the item in the line and what's the number?
Can I support 720? We have corporate match $3,000.
One at a time.
Sorry, no, that is not the number in the budget that we're supposed to look at.
Is that the number? Arpal, is that the number that you're seeing there?
The number I see is 725.76.
All right, that's the number. That's the document, Kim. If you can find that, you can come along with us. That's what you need to find to participate in the discussion. That's what we're working on.
Okay, so that's the revised numbers. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Good. And so, Bertold, are there questions about that number? Does anybody have any questions about that number?
Yeah, Kim had questions. And, last year, we
made about $1,825, about $1,800 per day of pitching. The goal is $2,250, and one of the reasons is that we are, our goal is to hire every 2 months. You guys don't name
any names, just
a consultant.
Yes, a consultant that's good at pitching. So that's why some other costs is going to increase a little bit. Every 2 months, they're going to come up with a premium to pitch. Kim felt that based on the experience, that 1800 was going to stay at 1800. And so that's the discussion. Are we going to make 1800 a day? Are we going to make 2200 and 50, which is the difference of 2250 minus 1800, which is another 450 extra per day.
Okay, and we have not used that consultant in the past year, and we had a decline in revenue. And the reason they're putting the revenue up is because when you plug the revenue that we declined, when we stopped using that consultant, we're plugging that number back in because we're going to use that consultant. Is that correct?
Yeah. Also, we realized after some failure at when we are doing, even though we're doing daily fund drive, you know, once in a while we just will cut in and do 5 days of full days of drives. Those do not work for us. So what we have done is instead, certain things like we had an Edward Said special, you know, we had a Gaza special, you know, something like for 6 hours in one day, you know, very all pre-produced with pitching because, you know, producers are not really coming up with a lot of that stuff. Linda does a lot of that work, cutting and slicing. So we're producing 6 hours, 4 or 5 hours a day, more regularly, cutting into the whole schedule as opposed to, you know, every 2-3 months, having a whole 5 days. The whole 5 days doesn't work. So we're going to see if that works a lot more. And I mean, Edward Said was pretty good. The Edward Said, you know, worked well for us. The Gaza worked for us. We're going to have to see. So, you know, we're planning those. We were talking to a consultant, Bob, the call center, you know, usually talk with us and Stephanie about goals and plans, and then he thinks that we should do them every 3 weeks. That's
the consultant from ACD, the call center that we've been working with. They have experts that help radio stations for this kind of thing. Okay, one second, Kim. I would like you to just also add, the last time we did this, we made $8,000 plus in a single day, correct? Are you, Bertha, we can't hear you.
Yeah, so that's what Kim and the body said they were going to go line by line. So
that's correct.
We're talking about now, right?
Okay, well, we're talking about why we're going from $1,800 a day to $2,200 a day. I don't know what's the percent increase of that?
$450 a day.
Right, and can you tell us what percent increase that is, just so everybody knows? If you don't know, it's okay.
With all due respect, I think the percentage is slightly irrelevant. If you're talking about $450, which is really three pledges, I think the focus should be if three pledges.
It's 25%.
Thank you, Lyndon. Okay, so. All right, let's see if there's any other question. We had a stack, but that stack was asking, hold on, Tim. That stack was in response to when we were focusing on the answers to Theresa's questions. And so we've moved to a different way. We're going line by line now. So we're going to start a new stack. I got Kim. Who else wants to be on that stack?
What line are we on now?
This would be line one. I believe, right, Bertel?
McFadden.
Okay, here's McFadden. Okay, let's start with Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
And Kim, we're going to try and do one question, maybe a complex question with two parts, and then an answer. Okay, not a series of questions. Go ahead, Kim.
Thank you for micromanaging how I ask my questions.
If somebody doesn't micromanage this, it's not going to be done.
Please, Kim, do not interrupt me. Let me speak. I know how to ask questions, so they're clear. So he has 720,000 as listener support. The National Office financials is showing $1,046,000. So that's a discrepancy there that we're going to have to reconcile. Now, I'm suspecting that some of line nine, the BAI buddies, which are really sustainers, are mixed in there, and those numbers don't work out to one solid number that we can identify as listener support. We may need a separate line item for sustainers, but in the meantime, the difference between 720 and a million for listener support is a problem for me.
Okay, that's the question. Bertolt, do you have an answer for Kim?
It's not a question. It's a statement. I mean,
he gets to respond. Whether you ask a question or make a statement, now he's going to respond. Bertolt?
Come out of the stat, Kim.
I hear you, Kamal. Bertolt, go ahead.
Yeah, you also have the DI buddy to add to it, so that makes it what? 990,576.
When you say listener support, what do you mean, Bertolt?
Listener support is a pledge. A pledge.
You get,
it's
the on-air fundraising.
Yeah.
It's not the sustaining members. It's not the other donations that you get.
Yeah.
So that's why there's a difference in the numbers, correct?
Yeah. Well, basically, if you add that up to the DI buddy, it's $990. $190,576.
Okay.
And other items that may not be included in there. Like if they go straight to the bank, like corporate match, they might not see them.
So and what the national office does is they lump all of those things together and call it listener support. You break it down into categories so you can manage and see how each category is doing. You have sustaining members, which we call WBAA buddies. You have listener support that comes from pledges over the air. You have PayPal, the stuff that comes in from PayPal. You have the website. You have different streams, and they all add up to the number from the national office. But the number that you're using as line one here is the listener call and the listener support from the call-ins when you're doing an on-air fund.
May I point out one other thing is that the total revenue for the GM's budget is 1.391, and the total revenue for the national office is 1.287. That's a difference of I can't do
120,000.
There you go. So that's a difference of 120,000.
All right, and Kim, that's the difference between the actuals from last year and the prediction for this year. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so that would be accounted for by new methods, and we are, as you do in a budget, we are predicting some increases.
But not. It's not totally. We can deal with that when we get to the end because, as you know, I take out bequests because they're not part of our operations.
That's right. And we definitely deal with that.
1 million versus 1.391. So that's a bigger chunk of spread.
Okay. Well, let's keep dealing with it line by line, and then we'll get to it.
Do you want me to remove the bequest?
Bertolt, we're not on that. Let's do this the way we decided to do it. We're going to go line by line. So now we had some other people with questions, and I see McFadden was next.
Yeah, I had a simple question about the listener support you have listed. And for you have for the budget you have projected for October 20, you know, starting with October 23, how do those numbers, the 64K and the 61K and the 61K for October, November, December, how do those match up with the actuals for those first 3 months of this budget?
I do not have numbers yet because we are transitioning to Bank of America, and it's very hard because, you know, there's a manual adding that I have to do. You know, I can add the national office, but I believe the national office is like, it just got to September, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that. I probably can get to that in another week and a half for you.
I guess what I thought is I saw that those numbers were down to the dollar, so I thought they must be actuals, you know, since you're doing it to the dollar, but you're just saying that's some kind of guess.
You don't know how
the first 3 months of the fiscal year came out.
Yeah, this is projection based on $2,250 per day of fundraising times 31 days, and probably because we do...
I got it. The next one.
Yeah, 97% of fulfillment rate because it's directly to the call center and credit card, debit card.
Yeah, and I'll just amplify that by saying that because we're transitioning to the Bank of America, we don't have the detailed access. We're in training. We don't have the actual detailed access to the actuals for November. We started that transition on November 1st, and so we just don't have the numbers yet. So that'll be coming. So are you done, McFadden?
Yeah, I said I was done.
Okay, thank you. Kamau.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I have a question about the kind of a follow up on what Kim's line of questioning about the national office books versus what's happening locally. Is it? And this has nothing to do with the actual numbers we're looking at. But Bertolt, are you using the national office financials that come out as a proxy for budgeting, or are you kind of using what you know to be locally as your historical activity?
I use the national office numbers, but as of yesterday, I don't remember which day, I did not have those numbers. So then I had to plug in my numbers that I had in QuickBooks, which I'm probably not going to have anymore since we are transitioning everything to Bank of America. So I'm going to have to wait we might have to wait a little longer for those numbers to come from the national office. But these are all up to October, it's all bank reconciliation. The bank reconciliations from our Chase Bank and to our PayPal is fully reconciled. So, you know. The only thing that could be a major difference is, for example, we received 4 months of rent payment from the major donor, but he sent the money directly to the owner of the building and not to us. So there could be a mistake by me or whomever in booking that 4 months of rent four times $5,300 as revenue. You know, little things like that, but otherwise, everything goes straight from Bank of we close all the account, used to go from Chase directly to QuickBooks. And so these might be different labels, listener support, whatever it is, but at the end of the day, all of this thing here is coming straight from the bank.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Kamau. Is there anybody else with a question on this item? Okay. So let's go. What's the next line, Bertolt?
Huh?
The next line on the budget.
I'm sorry. And then you have your BI buddy. Your BI buddy is very accurate. You know, we get that
Let's go with corporate match, can we? That's next.
Oh, okay, corporate match. Okay.
Hold on. I cannot see this because I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
Bertha, what is the next line on the budget?
Yeah, that's corporate match.
Go ahead with that. Thank you. Go ahead.
We have actual as 1913. I'm pretty sure corporate match is a lot more. It's just that it's very difficult to capture it. You know, if you get, you know, an email, they have you go to a website to know which member they're matching. Sometimes they send the money directly to the bank. And I think it's a lot more than $3,000. Trying to figure out ways to figure out corporate match. We have a company that we work with. It's very difficult to figure out. So, but between corporate match and listener support, you know, it's a give and take. So you could take it out of it and then put it in the listener support. It's the same thing.
All right, but that's just moving money around. It's not an increase or a decrease. But you have a corporate match number, and then you're predicting an increase in corporate match because you're doing a campaign to increase it. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a second year with the company. We're having problems trying to figure out how to really track the corporate match. I can send you an example of a corporate match because when Kim asked for that question the last time around, I went into a corporate match, and then I can print the screen and send it to you guys so that you can see. It comes straight into the bank, and sometimes you miss it.
Okay, is there anybody else? I got you, Kim. Anybody else about corporate match? Go ahead, Kim.
Just for the record, the national office has $504 recorded. And so, you know, in the budget, it's now $3,000. So this needs to match. Somehow these numbers need to, I don't know why $500 is getting to the national office and the rest isn't. But this needs to match. That's it.
Bertha, do you have a response?
Yeah. All I have to say to that, going forward, it's going to be just coming from the national office. One way or another, whether or not it's accurate, you know, you're going to have one thing. But I have a corporate match right now that I'm going to try to send to you so that you can see, you know, how difficult it is to figure these things out.
All right, so Bertold, I'm just going to try to clarify here. We're not really interested in how difficult it is to figure out. What we're interested in is what is your verification, your support for putting in $3,000 for corporate match? It seems like as you were explaining it, it didn't seem like you were trying to say it wasn't very, it was hard to separate it out. So when the national office has 500 for corporate match and you have 3,000, how can we justify using your number? I don't know how the national office gets their number either, but give us a way that we can decide what is a good number to put there. And by the way, is corporate match an additional amount of listener support as a separate category? Or it sounds like you're taking corporate match out of, you know, you're just trying to identify corporate match from a whole bunch of bank deposits, and you're saying it's very difficult to tell which one it is. So how do we arrive at a number of 3,000? Is it just a guess?
No. For example, we have regular $24 corporate match that comes in every month. So somebody must give some money, and then the corporation matches it. And then we have the JK Group, Inc. I don't know what that is. JK Group Inc. That, you know, give us a $120 matching fund. You know, I can go into the email and find those things, and then send you where we go online and then confirm that we receive money from these people. And the corporation match a percentage or the full amount or double the amount that the members give to WBI or Pacifica. This is like a gold mine that we're not using really WBI and the network really using properly. You know, first of all, the idea is to identify all corporation. I have a list that do corporate match with their employees, and then trying to get the employees to identify with their employer and know whether or not their employer does corporate match, you know, and then make it easy for them to be able to fill out a form and then do corporate match.
Okay, so, that's an aspirational plan for how to increase corporate match. But how do we justify the number that you have for corporate match? Can you give us a way to support that number so we can put it in the budget, or do we have to?
James, I don't interrupt very often. I'm going to interrupt right now. We are arguing over numbers that are 0.2% of this budget. We shouldn't be wasting our time on the 0.2%. This is in the roundoff error. Let's focus on the big numbers here. We're just wasting time on this.
Okay.
Well, then what sounds like you're proposing, McFadden, is we not do a line-by-line analysis of this budget.
It's a waste of time. Please.
Yeah. So the WBI, the next line, well, so it's the increase is actually 1,100, okay? We get the same people every year, and then if we can beef it up, you know, we just get new ones and then we increase it. You know, we get a lot of emails and stuff like that. And then it's difficult to build, but once you build it with a member, and then you know, you get it every year. So hopefully we'll build on what we have, and then I'm sure we haven't captured all of it. Second, so the next one is the BI Buddy, 270,000 I put. We made 244,000. We regularly bring in about 20,000 in BI Buddy every month. Regularly, we've been doing that since I built this program 10 years ago, you know, when we had the hurricane, you know, we lost a lot of things and we rebuilt it, you know, and then it's been steady at about 20,500. So, our goal is to get 147 people on new BI buddies to give you another $2,000 per month, and then that would bring you at that increase that I'm talking about. Working with the consultants again, Bob or Stephanie, you can talk to that a little bit if you want to. We've been working with our webmaster to send follow-up letters. I have a stack of 500 pages of people who were members and no longer members as of like 6 months ago. And we need to call, and the goal is to call them. We don't want them to give a donation. We want them to become sustained members. That way we'll never lose them. So we did gain about, 15, 20 BI buddies, but that's not 147 that we want just to that process of following up and sending reminders to people. The reminders are sent to them asking them to become buddies and not to donate money.
Okay, so we're making $20,000 a month on buddies or sustaining members, and the plan is to increase that by 147 sustaining members to result in the growth that you're predicting in the budget.
Yeah.
Any other questions about that? Okay. Bertel, let's go to the next item, next line. But if it's a small item, apparently maybe there's some sentiment that we should skip over it. But why don't we say, as we go through the lines, let's stick to the larger ones. And if anybody wants to zero in on a smaller one, they can speak up as we go. So what's the next significant number as we go along? And
well,
by the way, let me just say one other thing. I don't know if any other budget that undergoes this kind of scrutiny, but let's try to keep going. What's the next significant number that you see?
Let's be clear. Let's go to the next number, $3,000 interest income. I mean, we're bringing in $110,000 a month. Money comes in every day. About a couple of thousand comes in every day. It flows in every day. So $3,000 interest is like $250 interest on the money. You may think that we can reduce that a little bit, but I think that makes a little sense. The PSAs, we definitely made $69,508 last year. We said that was one of your questions. Yes, we did get the money. They, you know, we gave them our account number and they wired the money into our account and never told us. So we had to go into our bank account and look at the descriptions and see that we received $69,508 from October to September 2024. As of right now, we have already received about $10,000-$12,000. The way the PSA works, Theresa, is not exactly the way you had asked. They have campaigns. So every month, they have different things they focus on. They focus on COVID. They focus on the Department of Health. They focus on overdose. And then they say, oh, we need 14 days of this, you know, and then at $270, 30-second ad. We give them two extra ads because to make up for our listenership. The Department of Transportation has already committed that they have a bunch of them coming up in March. You know, we're drilling at that. You know, for me, as the future of saving WBAI, it's PSAs, underwriting, and sponsorship, because we're going to keep the listener revenue is going to keep going down. And I had a whole two-hour meeting today with the consultant, Bob. You know, Stephanie was supposed to be in the meeting, but she got caught up from something else. That's what we're doing.
Hold on a second. Bertold, you went from basically zero PSAs to begin with. We started using PSAs and we went up to almost $70,000. So when Theresa asked her question was, how much of this is already contracted, which I think was aimed at trying to figure out how much of this could we really rely on so that we could put it in the budget. And the answer was that they don't contract in advance for this stuff. We've established a working relationship with them. And when they start a campaign, they alert us and then we negotiate how many spots we're going to give them. And they, based on our listener stats, they negotiate a price for us, and then we take it from there. And it's been very successful. In 1 year, it went from zero to almost $70,000. So that's the explanation of it.
Came to the stack.
Okay. First, because we were answering Theresa's question, I want to ask Theresa if she has a question, then we'll come to you, Kim. Theresa, did that answer your question?
Yeah, I'll say yes for now.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
This is Lyndon. I asked for the stack, and I haven't spoken yet on any questions.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Go ahead. Thank you, James. Thank you, Kim. So I guess a week ago, you had PSAs down for $120,000, and now you dropped that to $72,000. But how did you, you know, decide to put in $120,000 one week? And where does this show up also in the P&O consolidated? Because under revenue, I don't see it.
Okay. So the last part of the questions, I cannot tell you. Concerning how did I decide to cut this, Kim, at the last two meetings, was vehemently opposed to putting numbers that are not proven, especially doubling this thing. Even though I thought I went from zero to 72, I thought I could add another 50,000 to it because we're reaching out to other agencies, New York City agencies. However, you know, you guys wanted it. I cut it down to 72. It was 69. I think 69 to 72 should be very reasonably accepted since we did it last year. Even though it is something that, you know, we work on daily, weekly, monthly, because, you know, they do campaigns and they don't give you a 6-month contract. Every month, decide on doing campaigns for different things, and then they send you, you know, something. But I think that's...
And I'd like to answer that answer, Bertold, that I was urging Bertold to increase that number because I believe that we can. We just started with these PSAs. We just started with underwriting as a network, and we went from 0 to 70 in a year. And I am thinking we can have significant increases again. So I was promoting putting that increase in, but Bertold listened to other voices and he cut it back.
Okay, where is it in the 2023 actuals?
69, by the way. I don't know because that dollar amount, the only thing that we have that's listed as other income is, and I don't know what that other income is, the $8,258.
Right.
So I know just in the revisions when I was going through it based upon the actuals from the end of the fiscal year, I did put in for the PSAs conservative, but $75,000, just
yeah, and so
on
there's
the actual, yeah, just based upon the, and that's even, you know, higher than actually what the $72,000 that Bertold had put in,
right,
just based upon his listed actuals of $69,508, and I don't know where that is in the national.
Right. The only number big enough to support to have it in it would be the listener support number.
Correct. And I have the, you know, I listed the listener support as 720,000 because I removed from that the sustainer income from the BAI buddies and I put that in at 250.
And I think what's been happening is that some of these numbers have not been getting separated in the consolidated, they've been lumped together. And what Bertold does is he keeps them out as separate lines, separate streams of income. And he can identify the PSA income because he goes to the bank account and he identifies the deposits that were made by the city of New York into the account. That's the way you do it, Bertold. You go in with a microscope and you separate out the deposits. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, just in my QuickBook accounting, I have one of them here. I don't know how to print it. So what I did, I took a picture of it and I emailed it to Opal. You can send it to everyone else. It says original company name, OPAT Media Solution, date, trace, DOHM COVID VAC, Department of Health, M. COVID vaccination. So that was that campaign. And I will tell you that I missed this thing, and I really do not know how at the national level they can capture this, because this is one of many entries that are coming to the bank every day. And
right.
May I look at each one of them? I have to figure out a way to share this with Markeisha. Now that we have Bank of America, hopefully we'll be able to look at the same thing and then try to figure out what.
I think Stephanie is trying to speak. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, well, it should be when deposits go in like that, we don't know what that coding is. If we get something that has that, you know, COVID back, blah, you know, whatever you named off, we have no idea that that's coming from a PSA from the city of New York or the Department of, you know, Health. But it's as simple as just an email that says this is the deposit that was made and this should be credited to the PSA line. Or the same with the BAI
yeah.
buddies. If you know when that money is coming in on a monthly basis, then even just looking at the bank statement, you'll know, okay, this was a deposit from so-and-so, and it can then be credited toward them in, you know, Allegiance as well. The same with a corporate match. Any sort of corporate match that comes in, there's paperwork that follows that, and then that should be listed as a soft credit to the donor that works for that company.
Yeah. Like the PSA, for example, that is one line item of like maybe six line items of a total deposit of like it's $1,190, but the total deposit is like $3,000. And so all these lines you know, this, you know, they usually say just regular, you know, it just is regular, you know, direct payment. Usually they also, you know, sponsored. It tells you what company, you know, the company that processes this. And the only way I found out about this is by calling them after a while and says, when am I getting the payment? And then they say, well, we've been paying you. And then this is a list of, and we directly deposited the money into your bank. I went in one by one and then pulled them out. And yeah, so I guess I'm going to have to probably figure out, yeah, like Stephanie said, that might be a good solution. Just send an email to Patricia and says 1190 is PSA on this date that went in with that total deposit of $2,900, that you can take that and book it at PSA. It's a lot of work for me, and then I tell you, it's a lot of work at the national level. She's going to do 5 stations. That's like a nightmare. But you know, I'm not going to make, you know, whatever for anyone.
When, you know,
well,
it's really not. I mean, technically, when we reconcile a bank statement, we do that with some of the other stations. We pull the bank statement, for example, from WPFW. We go through it line by line, and we get justification for every single expense that's used with their ATM card or their debit card. And anytime we're reconciling bank statements, all of that needs to match the paperwork with the deposit. So if there's, you know, checking on the bank account, which can be done whether it was Chase or whether it's with Bank of America, you check in, you should get a notification or see that there was a deposit, and then you have a better understanding of what that deposit means, whereas we don't. If we just see, you know, money came in at $2,000, we don't know what that's from. We have to be sort of told what that donation or where that gift came from.
Yeah.
I heard Lyndon trying to speak.
Yeah,
oh, go ahead, Bertolt. If you want to respond, Bertolt, go ahead.
So I'm going to definitely work with Stephanie and Marticia and then focus on that and try to document and send them immediately to the national office. I can also go backwards and have all this documentation send in folders, send the PSA folder, the date, because also I know the national office needs the proof. I cannot just tell them something. They have to see the thing that I just sent you to our poll that shows at the bottom DOH. VAT, to take a print of that and send it out also to show that these are the revenue. The BI buddy is a little more difficult because our webmaster has to go and then pull the files and then revise them with every single member and the summary. And we have those, all of them, in a folder. I think it's better to share that as a Google Doc link with Patricia instead of bombarding them with millions of them.
I'm going to ask a question. I have an inquiry for, the executive director. And I know we're trying to consolidate bank accounts, and this may be an ignorant question. I guess there are ways to separate this within a single account. But could this be an area where you might actually want to establish a separate account where if you're going to be getting $70,000 a year or more from a single entity or, you know, in a single – it's not actually from a single entity because the city contracts with private companies to manage these campaigns. But if you're going to have this kind of income coming in for PSAs, might it be possible to create a separate bank account for PSAs? And that's the account number that you give to the people who want to make these kind of deposits so that everything that's going in there, you know what it is?
No, there isn't a reason for that. A deposit is a deposit. It's all on how we're told when that deposit is coming in. So, you know, a deposit is income coming in is just like income going or, you know, money that's going out. If you know that you had a PSA that's coming in and that bill was sent to the company or contract was with that company, then when money is deposited, which we can look at the accounts, but the general managers and business managers will still be looking at their bank accounts on a regular basis. They can just check it on their phone at any given moment. They'll be able to see where that deposit came in. So then it's as simple as sending a text, sending an email that says, oh, the money came in from so-and-so, or we saw that $10,000 was donated. Markeisha, that is to be credited to, you know, the PSA for the Department of Health. It doesn't, money coming in is, it doesn't need to go someplace separate. It's that we know what it is when it's coming in. So
okay.
When we're looking at bank statements, we'll just see something that says, you know, Amazon, $25. Okay, what is that for? And so then that's when we reach out to the stations and say, can you please give us the receipt to justify this? Or, oh, you got 8 checks that came in as a deposit. We can see on the bank statement each of those individual checks, even if it was one lump sum deposit, you know, done in one day. But what are those deposits credited for? Is this a payment for a BAI buddy? Is this a payment for a PSA? You know, we need to have that broken down because we can't decipher it just looking at the bank statement.
Okay, and I guess that's going to be true of all of the accounts across the network with all of the units. And it's going to be a lot of work for Markeisha. I know Bertol's not a business manager. He's a general manager, and it's a lot of work for him. And we have short staff, and it's going to be a lot of work. So, listen,
he's been looking at the bank account at Chase. He's been looking at the Chase accounts and knowing when money's coming in. So now it's just a matter of rather than him going into QuickBooks and typing in, this was a deposit from the Department of Health, now all he has to do is send a letter, you know, an email to Markeisha that says this was a deposit from the Department of Health.
Yeah, except I think the thing about QuickBooks was that Chase...
He was looking at Chase on a regular basis. So now it's just a matter of looking at Bank of America on a regular basis.
Also, Chase interfaced with QuickBooks, and it did it automatically. So that made it easier. But anyway, listen, I have to interject here and say that we are approaching at time certain. Oh, hold on, Kim.
So
we're approaching our time certain, and we need to – hold on. Please, Bertol, stop. We're approaching our time certain. We need to either extend time or make some plans for where we're going to go from here. So first of all, I want to move to extend for 15 minutes, not thinking that we're going to get through this, but I would like to continue the conversation we're in the middle of and then have some discussion about how we are going to finally – all get on one page and have one document that we can bring to this committee next week. I'm going to ask for a meeting next week of this body so that we can finally get one document for a WBAI budget, put this thing to bed, and move on to some of the other important work that we have to do, other budgets, consolidated financials, et cetera. So,
Mr. Chair,
could someone make a motion to extend 15? Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yes. Okay. I'll do it. To extend the time for this item and the meeting by 15 minutes.
Thank you, Paul. Is there any objection? Hearing none. That's done. So I'm sorry, I interrupted people when they were discussing this matter, and I heard Kim asking for the stack. Was there anybody? Stephanie, were you done with your comments?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
And Bertol, were you done?
I sent an email exchange between me and the Department of Health to all polls can send to the committee and Stephanie. This is when I found out they were giving us money, and that's when I went into the specific bank account deposit date and looked one by one to get those money, because they never told us they paid us. They just paid us. So all polls, please send it to the committee.
Okay, and everybody will have a look at that. That'll be informative. Kim, you wanted to
say...
That's
the thing I just sent, isn't it? I've sent a lot tonight, so you're going to see a lot of things.
I
okay.
just sent it
Thank
to
you
right
think.
Now.
Oh, right now? Oh, okay, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, so hopefully our poll will see that, send it around. Kim, you had a comment or a question?
What we're doing is the problem here, where we have two sets of numbers, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here. And I do recall that Markeisha was on this call, and said that, you know, she has to do double work to translate whatever the QuickBooks is. If, you know, it should be, the GM knows the GL codes because he put it in his budget. So he can mark, if he chooses to use QuickBooks, he can mark it to coordinate with the national office numbers. I mean, this is nuts what we're doing. And his actuals on this KK short thing is like $50,000 off from the national office. So this, you know, I mean, if we want to move to meet next week, between now and next week, you know, we need one set of actuals. And the budget has to match the actuals. And, like, no more than 10% increase for revenue, because that's what we do. No more than 10% increase in revenue. So, you know, WBAI needs to get on the same page with the same numbers as the national office. That's what I would like to see by next week in order to then work backwards to establish which of these budget numbers are believable, you know, workable.
Thank you, Kim. I think at this point that is all we can do because, again, we are fast approaching our time here. And we did do some of that this week, working with Markeisha and adjusting some of the numbers in the consolidated that were mistaken on the other end. And so, you know, yes, we have to do that. And so that's what we will endeavor to do. We will pick one document, Berthold and committee, and we will work with one document. We will have one set of numbers. And we'll try to do this. So right now what I'm going to do is move to have the National Finance Committee meet again next Tuesday, which would be the 16th, I think, have a meeting starting at 8:30 and do a regular meeting.
Get
is there any discussion?
Yeah, Kim.
Go ahead.
I do not want documents coming when a meeting starts. I would like them. It would be nice to have them 24 hours in advance. It would be nice to have them 12 hours in advance, but not an hour before and not when the meeting starts or during a meeting. You got a week. There's no reason why we should be getting documents during a meeting. So,
all right, I'm going to comment on that, if I may.
No, there's no comment. I want these documents,
Kim,
in enough time that we can review them and not have to do this at the meeting.
Kim, I will now respond to you. So there were some implications in there that this is some kind of, you know, irresponsible thing. Okay, so we just got consolidated finances. We just got corrections from the national office on some of those entries that were mistaken. So sometimes we get these things at the last minute, and that's all we can do. To the extent that we had some documents that we thought were going to be distributed earlier and there was a miscommunication, yes, that was an error, and we apologize for that. But, you know, we're short-staffed. People are working very hard. They're distracted by a large number of responsibilities that they have. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. And when I say we, I mean the staff, the committees, myself, the treasurers, we're all working short-staffed and trying as hard as we can. So I don't think we want to disparage or denigrate too much what's the efforts that are being made. So, yes, we will endeavor to do what you said. We will try to get things out sooner. And that's, of course, the objective. So is there any other discussion of meeting next week on the 16th at 8:30 for a regular meeting?
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
I believe there's a personnel committee meeting that night, so I won't be available. Thanks.
Personnel also.
All right. Well, you know, we have to do what we have to do. We need to do these things. So if we miss people, we'll have to miss them. It's unfortunate.
No.
Any other?
No. That's not acceptable. I'll be frank. Hold on.
Teresa is making a comment that it's not acceptable. So I'm going to take that as a request to be heard. Go ahead, Teresa.
I really want a balanced budget because it's very depressing. I'm sure it's very hard on any station that is just scrambling and is stressed. But somehow we have to make these budgets balanced, and I don't want to approve a deficit budget. So I don't want to vote like that in a meeting that I can't attend.
Well, I appreciate that, Teresa, but we just passed three budgets in this organization that weren't balanced, and we have meetings that conflict with each other all the time that are scheduled on top of each other, so sometimes this is what happens. That's my response. I heard Beth asking for the stack. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. The fact that meetings had been previously scheduled has not once stopped the personnel from committee and scheduling their meetings on top of mine repeatedly every month throughout this year. So I don't think they have a leg to stand on to say that we can't go ahead, this committee can't go ahead and conduct its business as necessary. Thank you.
Teresa, for the staff.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I try very hard not to schedule a meeting if someone that's on a certain committee is on the second committee. And so off the top of my head, I don't know that a personnel committee was scheduled on top of another meeting where that person needed to be at another meeting. Any member of the personnel committee, I mean, it's an important committee. We try not to schedule like that.
Yeah, and I'm going to put myself on the sack and just say that, yes, we always try not to do that, but it does happen. And it's happened repeatedly with the elections committee as well. And so sometimes it happens. So people have to decide which committees to go to. I mean, I was under the impression, being someone who's on the personnel committee, that we had pretty much concluded our work and we were we had pretty much concluded what we were doing, and there was some debate as to whether we even needed to have a meeting. So I don't know what's scheduled for that meeting, but I think, you know, we have some budgets to work on here, and I think that is important. So, is there any other
Christina
comments?
For staff? Yeah.
Okay, good. Christina, I'm going to ask if there's anybody else besides Christina. Hearing no one, go ahead, Christina.
Virgil.
Okay,
yeah,
well, Virgil. Go ahead, Christina.
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with Teresa. I think we've met, this would be the every week for several weeks, except for Christmas week. And I think that maybe if we schedule the next meeting 2 weeks off, maybe we can actually get one cogent, coherent document to review and then go through it and have it ahead of time. And it makes more sense than rushing it to have it done right. So I agree with Teresa.
Very good. Thank you for that contribution. Is there any other comment? Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, the governance committee has had a hard time making quorum repeatedly this year and therefore is behind in what we need to do precisely because personnel and other committees have been scheduled on top of us. All those governance meetings were scheduled at the beginning of the year. Other committees have been scheduling meetings on an ad hoc basis, willy-nilly, making it very difficult to work around them. I don't feel any need to apologize for this committee moving ahead with its business, especially given that in the last month and a half or so, last five, six meetings, there have been a handful of members of this committee who have thrown out
This is not on the subject line.
I have not spoken at other times, and I've waited patiently while everybody
else
has their
say. You do this every week.
Lyndon, please suspend. She's got the floor. Go ahead, Beth.
This is the second time I've had the floor tonight, and I'm going to have my say. There has been a pattern in recent meetings of a handful of members delaying business of this committee for extending the meeting by half an hour or longer, and delaying us getting this business done. And I don't, again, I don't apologize in any way for the need to move forward and complete this year's business while we're still in this year's board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. Okay.
Kim to the stack.
Okay. Well, Kim, you've already spoken on this. I'm going to see if there's anybody else.
No, I haven't.
I asked to be on the stack,
and I let everybody else speak first.
Okay, that may be true, but I did hear Berthold, who wanted to be on the stack. So let me hear Berthold, then we'll go to you, Kim. Go ahead, Berthold.
Okay, so Berthold? I was just saying, I can go right now, right? But I wanted to say one last word, Kim. You have this document 7 days. As far as explanations that you wanted, I do understand your issues about community events, you know, I'm multiplying it by four and so forth and so on. But you have this document, you know, that you have 7 days to review. And I apologize that there was a miscommunication among me and Paul, and then he didn't understand that I wanted my response to you and Teresa to be sent to the committee. I was saying it's like really early this morning, 10, 11 this morning. So I apologize.
Okay, go ahead, Kim. Thank you, Berthold. Go ahead, Kim.
All right.
Well, okay. First of all, I expect that there will be changes. I mean, if I'm asking to have, you know, the actuals match something, then I expect there are going to be changes somewhere. But just because theoretically other people have been working to schedule meetings on top of other meetings that disenfranchised a member of this committee does not mean that we should do it as well. If the member doesn't like it being done to her committee, well, why would we do it to another committee? I think that's the that should be the operative, message here. The Personnel is committee. We have two important directors who cannot attend this meeting, so. I think we should have a meeting on the 23rd as scheduled. It's already 4 months into the fiscal year. To say that this has to be done, you know, next week is a little nuts. We've had 4 months to do this. So, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done between what we've been looking at tonight and, you know, getting the national office actuals to match any of this. So that's my position, and you know, I guess we'll have to take a vote as to which date, the 16th or the 23rd.
Okay, so the proposal on the floor is to, I believe we already have our Paul, what is the next scheduled meeting that we have?
23rd.
Okay, so that meeting is already scheduled. So all we have to do is vote on whether to have a meeting on the 16th. So that's the motion, to have a meeting of the National Finance Committee on the 16th. Paul, would you take the roll, please?
Okay. Answer up when you hear your let's see. The meeting, pardon me. The motion is to meet on January 16th at 8:30 for a regular meeting. Please answer up when you hear.
No. Can't we do, you know, preference either 116 or 123 so we don't have to
I'm reading the motion. I have it on the floor. Which
hold
is
on,
to
everyone.
Me.
Please suspend.
That wasn't my
please
motion.
Suspend. Suspend.
You didn't make a motion.
Kim, yes, you interrupted without being asked to be recognized, without asking to be recognized. Stop, please. We're going to vote on whether to have a meeting on the 6th. We've already got a meeting on the 23rd.
All right.
So, Paul, please continue with
please
the vote.
Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Lyndon Foley.
No.
Kamau Harris.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
No.
Christina Huggins.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Okay. 4-4, 6 against.
Okay, that's the end of that. So, it's now 10:33. We are at the end of our time. I'm going to declare this meeting adjourned.
Good night.
Thanks, James.
Good night, all.
Good night.